We're going to start with Chavis Alav Shar B'Tochen, the follow up piece of Seder of the Chavis Alavavis, and use it as a little bit of a springboard. It starts off, we'll read it from the Leiv Seder just because it's an easier read. Omar Machaber, Ahoyel Ubiyarnu B'Shar Akuidin, Eschi of Kabbalah Zavayda Salikim. Last Shar spoke about the obligation of every person to be makabel on himself, Ol Malchus Shemayim, which includes it in Avodah Salekim, serving the Rebbeinu Shalom. Matzasi Lanochin Lahasmech Elov Es Adavar Shu Nochetz Leivid Alekim Yisbar Chivitz Mikol Advar. If somebody would ask you, what's the most important midah or aspect or yisuri that a person needs to be able to be Avodah Kadosh Baruch Hu? Avodah Hashem. What's the most important midah that a person needs for Avodah Hashem? Maybe you're a Shemayim. Maybe. It says no. The most important is habitochen elakim mechol anyanei ha'adam. Bitochen that a person has on the Ribbono Shel Olam, his bitochen, his reliance on the Ribbono Shel Olam entirely. Ripnei sheish bo yitelus gederila hin lasagas shlimus bateri avodas Hashem hin lasagas oishar v'simcha b'olam hazeh. It is imperative and crucial to have bitochen kidei to reach oishar. First of all, beruch nisubagashmis, he says, shlimus bateri avodas Hashem. A person will only be able to properly serve the Ribbono Shel Olam if he has bitochen, because then he'll be able to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam and be available and free to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's the fact that all mitzvahs, really, kol mitzvahs tech emuna we saw, all mitzvahs that boil down at the end of the day to emuna, someone that has bitochen, which is the practical application of emuna, that's his way to be mekayim the mitzvahs. Nehin la'asok es oishir v'simcha v'olam hazeh. Somebody that wants to, this is something that the entire world looks for, to achieve happiness. Not how to have a good time, but to achieve happiness. Many people make a mistake and they mix up the two. There's having a good time, you go to the music park, you have a good time, but you're not happy. That'll maybe for the few hours that you're there, it gives you a good feeling. But after you leave, do you feel happy? Is your life happy? Are you a happy person? You feel satisfaction in life? Or is that no, you had a good time? And people, what they try to do is give themselves a lot of good times so that will keep them happy. But to ask them to be happy, the only way to really be happy, the Michtam Leo in his first shtickel in Chelek Aleph, so he says, Chaye Oshem. He says, everybody's looking for Oshem. Everybody's looking for Oshem with the Aleph, which means happiness. Really, fulfillment, satisfaction, happiness, contentment, being really enjoying life. Not because he's having a good time, but because he's happy with himself, he's happy with life. Everybody looks for that. He says, but nobody has it. He says, why doesn't anybody have it? He says, the truth is, if you ask different people, then they'll say, yeah, for sure, even though I don't have it, but my neighbor does. So he says, we're not going to ask each person about themselves, we're going to ask each person about somebody else, we're going to ask each person about themselves. And he goes through the different social strata, the different levels, social levels, the rich, the middle class, the poor. And each person has their own times of why they're not happy. And he says, that's the truth. And he says, what's the reason? He says, it boils down at the end of the day to kina taiva v'kovin. People want what other people have, kina, they have taiva, they want kovin, and they don't get it, and therefore they're not happy. Somebody that has bitochen is Ribbono Shel Olam, so he knows exactly what he has, what he's supposed to have, and what he's not supposed to have, he's not going to have. And there's no way that he's going to get it. And if he's supposed to get the kovin, he'll get it. And he's supposed to have what? All aspects boil down to bitachon. So if a person really wants to be happy and really wants to be live a happy life, the only way is to be bitachon. That's the way to get oishir with an ezu osher, osher with an ayim, the sameach v'cholkei, because he has the real osher with an aleph. He's the one that really is happy and content, because he's not looking to get more, because he knows this is what I have, this is what I'm supposed to have. And that applies whether or not the person has his financial abilities, he's wealthy or he's poor. The person that's wealthy, right? Kiyodua, one of the extremely wealthy people in this generation, said that he's the poorest person of all. Because Mishayesh Mana writes in the sign. Mishayesh Masayim writes Arvamiyah. He has so much that he wants whatever he's missing. If he has millions, then he's missing millions. So the poor person is only missing a few $1,000s, but the rich guy is missing millions. The The Ezu Asher HaTamech B'Halkei is every person on their level to be happy. That comes with Bitachon. And that's what we're looking for. Achat Satei Eles, Sheyesh La'ivir Hashem Yibitachon, La'savah Hashemis Bateri Avedis Hashem Hi. One of the benefits that somebody that's Avedis Hashem has from Bitachon in achieving perfection in Avedis Hashem is Sheyideshu Beitech Alekom, just like a person on Hashem, like a servant, slave, he relies totally on his master that he's going to give him whatever he needs. He's going to give him food, he's going to give him board, he's going to give him whatever, bed and board, he's going to give him whatever he needs. Yesh leim menuchas hanefesh mehadaygis, hu yochol ismas levetz Hashem. He's totally calm from any worries, and he's able to be dedicate himself to avedas Hashem. That's really all our tefillahs and all the is Moshe Rabbeinu who said to Lomo Yemru Hagoyim after the Chet HaEgel. He says that the Goyim are going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you out of Mitzrayim to kill you in the Midbar. There's going to be a Chel Hashem. So he said, he told them when they came to Eretz Yisrael that they don't have that tefillah anymore. You can't say that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them to Eretz Yisrael. But he must say, Rabbi mentions this in Shir Chumash, he says that the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu always were that you have to help us, Ribbono Shel Olam, so that there should not be a Chil Hashem. There should be Kiddush Hashem. That's really our tefillah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us that we should be free from daigis, help us that we should be free from being busy with other things, so that we should be punny to Kiddush Hashem, to be punny to Avedus Hashem. That's really what a person looks for. The Efshur La'odim is Meshuch or Meidaigis, a person cannot be free of worry. El Mi Boitech Vashem, Neishim Loi Boitech, Balakim Boitech, Mashu Acher. This is something, this is a Rav Chatzkel says, we see from here, a person has to be boiteach. The way that a human being is wired is that he has to rely on something. If he doesn't rely on something, then he feels like he's floating in air. So either he relies on the Ribbono Shel Olam, doesn't rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he has to rely on his parents, he has to rely on the donor, he has to rely on somebody, he's got to rely on. So if he doesn't rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then he's got to rely on something else. The same thing with emunah. Everybody has emunah. The question is, what's their emunah for? Is a Muna in the Ribbono Shel Olam? Is a Muna in evolution? You have to be a much bigger maimon to believe in evolution than to believe in the Bar Yerlam. Because the way that the chances of such a thing happening is like 1 in 50 trillion billion. And it has to happen many, many, many times. It has to happen for all the different things to happen. But yeah, that's what we believe in. Why don't you just believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam? If you have to believe anyhow, believe in something which makes a little more sense. And the statistics are a little bit more in favor of such a thing. No. Bitachon is the same thing. Everybody believes in Bitachon. Kadosh Baruch Hu wires a person that they have to believe in. They have to rely on something. Who are they relying on? It's the Ribbono Shel Olam and other people. He might rely on his brains and his brawn. He relies on I saw an interesting. Best of his brains and his brawn also come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? It says, and the Targum Menachem says, "Who Yoiv L'cha Eitzol L'Mikni Nichsin?" He gave you the idea to buy, to invest in a certain spot. So, the person, I had a great idea. I had this brainstorm. Where did your brainstorm come from? I saw a certain company here in Eretz Yisrael that advertised as the source of Israeli brain power. That's their company, the source of Israeli brain power. It's interesting. I'm not going to say the company name. The company name is something which is basically totally reliant on Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the company name. But they're the source of Israeli brain power. It's interesting. It sounds like you're at best. Because Batsim, you're not the source. Ribbono Shel Olam is the source of Israeli brain power. It might be that he gives you a good idea. Well, the intermediary is at best. But all brain power comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is a fella, this is a scary thing. Somebody that's not boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he allows him to go free. If you don't want to rely on me, then you can rely on yourself. And you have to fend for yourself. It's interesting, the Beis Halevi says this also in his little small countries of Bitochen, it's fabulous, not a few, mamish, 10, 15 pages, and it's tremendous. He says something. He says, "Chol ma she'odem marbe b'shtadlus u'mamik behem v'oisei sam b'machshavtei l'ikur." The more a person does b'shtadlus, kain ein maz melei panasasi rak achri yigir rabo. V'derech shomer chachmir zal, k'derech shata hevi mi ani eimach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is like your shadow. You wave, your shadow waves. The Ribbono Shel Olam acts with you exactly as you act with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You rely on him, I'll take care of you. You don't rely on me, so you take care of yourself. That's exactly how it works. A person can choose how he wants to do it. You rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. You rely on yourself, you got to take care of yourself. I saw a crazy maisa from it brought down a Baruch Hinapshi in Parshas Chukas. Rabbi Zilberstein, he said that he was by sitting by Reb Chaim Kanievsky when the young man came in. So the young man went with his son to the hospital, and he needed some sort of procedure done. So he spoke to the doctor there, here in Eretz Yisrael. The doctor said that he has to do this and this surgery. We'll do the surgery and it'll be better. So the young man says, Be'ez Hashem, the surgery will be successful, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that you're the right shliach and everything is. So he says to him, what are you bringing Hashem over here? Here in this place, Ani HaShalit, I'm the guy in charge over here. So the young man, Mamish, got all shaken up. He says, I would suggest you take back your words. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, maybe you're a shliach. What is this? What are you saying over here? Ani HaShalit po, Ani HaShalit po. Gets over, his mom is shaking, the young man. He went out, he went to Reb Chaim. Sitting there by Reb Chaim, was listening to Reb Chaim. And he told Reb Chaim, he says, this is the story that happened. And so he says, listen here, you did what you could do. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. Within the next week, so after 12 o'clock at night, the young man gets a phone call. Who's on the other line? His doctor is on the line. He says, his voice is quivering, his mom is shaking. And he says, they called you up to tell you, Ani lo ha-shalit. Ani lo ha-shalit. What happened? He was a top doctor, and he was giving a class to hundreds of doctors. And in the middle of class, he just was not sure that on himself, and just pushed it, used the bathroom in front of everybody. He says the bushes was crazy. He says, Ani lo ha-shalit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me chad v'chalak she'ani lo ha-shalit. So we say moedim, moedim anachon lach al chayinu ha-mitzurim biyodecho. Sounds like you better be careful what to do, because Baruch Hu has got you in his hand. So I heard from Yisrael Chaim Kohn, he's being the Chaburo, he said a beautiful pshat. He said, Al Chayinu ha-mitzurim biyodecho means that we're thanking Ribbono Shel Olam that everything that has to go on in our body, you're taking care of, and we don't have to take care of it. Imagine you have to take care of 30,000 kilometers of blood cells. Imagine you have to make sure that every time that you eat, every single cell gets what it's supposed to get, and the cells that are not supposed to get it don't get it, and whatever's supposed to pass through the body's got to pass through the body. But the Baruch Hu takes care of it. You want to take care of it? I don't think that you want to take care of it. Ani HaShalit, you're going to be the Shalit, and in a Hanami, then a person's in trouble. That's what the Chavis Halava says over here. It's not just with regards to, all aspects. The person says, listen here, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, don't get involved. And economic, Kadosh Baruch Hu helped you. Matzil Salman tells a story. He says that he was once by a certain wealthy donor, I guess, I don't know, and he saw him in his office. And in his office, he was mamish, like shrewd, and nothing stood in his way, and he would eat anybody up that came to him. Instead, he had the chance to daven once with him, and he saw mamish, he was davening like Ribbono Shel Olam, mamish. It was a tremendous to see such a tefillah. And he said he didn't really understand the theory over here. If your mamish davening Ribbono Shel Olam, your makkah Ribbono Shel Olam is the one to daven to, so then what are you acting like this in your business? He says, until I figured it out. He says, he was telling them, Ribbono Shel Olam, listen here, I know that you're stronger than me, and I know that you can ruin things for me, but please, don't get involved. I'm doing well myself, just don't ruin anything. So, that's, in the Hanami, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, listen here, you don't want me to get involved, you don't want to rely on me, don't get me, then I'll leave it up to your own brains and brawn, and then I'll tip the chubin and even when Adam shenei chua teitzer ruchi yishul al mosai b'yomu v'adush. So person doesn't never knows when his day is over, and that's it. And that's the first yisurid that the Chavis Lavavis is saying, is that betachin is imperative for avodas Hashem, and it's imperative for oisher in this world, oisher with an aleph, happiness in this world. And if a person is not b'teichan Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's automatically going to be b'teich on something else. He's automatically relying on something else. And when a person relies on something else, whether it's a different person, or it's his own kayak, or it's his own brains, then he's setting himself up for disaster, because there's going to be a point that he's not going to be able to do it. He's not going to have the kayak to do it. Ani lo ha-shalit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shalit. And it's pashir chaval not to be simuch on the Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll take care of you, why not?